The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
The local impact of an overnight global technology outage is still being evaluated. As reported by NPR, the outage appears to have been felt worldwide, with banks, transportation, and broadcasters among those affected. Some of the delays are being reported right now on flights out of the Buffalo Niagara International Airport, notably United Airlines flights. The NFTA says its metro buses are running as normal this morning. WBFO's broadcast operation appears to have been altered briefly by the outage earlier this morning. Orchard Park police are investigating a crash at a residential driveway that claimed one life. The incident occurred during the Wednesday morning commute when a vehicle went off Southwestern Boulevard and onto a driveway near Hazel Court. The driver, a 43-year-old man from Lancaster, needed to be extracted from the vehicle. He was declared dead at the scene. The West Seneca Police Accident Investigation Unit is also assisting on the case. Two local health care companies will receive millions in federal funding to help recover from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is allocating $74.2 million to Catholic Health and $65.4 million to Kaleida Health. According to a joint announcement from Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer, the funding comes from the American Rescue Plan. Both healthcare entities sustained heavy losses during the pandemic as they struggled with staffing and supply issues. A 32-year-old woman will spend 10 years in prison for driving her vehicle through a group of people in Niagara Falls. According to the Niagara County District Attorney's Office, Sean Keela Armstrong of Niagara Falls will serve two consecutive five-year prison terms after she was convicted of two counts of attempted assault in the first degree. On September 17, 2023, authorities say Armstrong intentionally drove her SUV onto a sidewalk on Pierce Avenue and into a group of people. A veteran of the war in Afghanistan is now in charge of the Buffalo District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. A formal change of command ceremony was held Thursday at the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center to welcome Lieutenant Colonel Robert Burnham. A native of South Carolina, Burnham is a graduate of the Citadel Military College and has a master's degree in engineering management from the University of Missouri. He now takes over the Buffalo District with its 300 team members and will now oversee projects in 16 commercial and 19 recreational Great Lakes harbors. The district also includes the Black Rock Lock and the Mount Morris Dam and Recreational Area near Letchworth State Park.
This WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we went down to Chautauqua. We saw Birthday Candles, played by Noah Hadel, which had actually started at Chautauqua. It had had a workshop production back in 2017 before opening in Detroit, before opening on Broadway with Deborah Messing in the lead role, and now here it is down at Chautauqua.
And at Chautauqua, they have guest artist Cece Fernandez, I believe up from Miami. Entirely believable in her role. Very well done.
She plays Ernestine, and we see Ernestine first at the age of 17, and it's her birthday, and her mother is teaching her to bake a cake, and it's very, very important that she learn to bake this cake. We do not know, and Ernestine does not know, what her mother knows, which is that she's terminally ill and that she's passing on a kind of legacy, the ritualistic baking of a golden butter birthday cake. And Ernestine is very adolescent, you know, very, very teenage, and she announces that she is a rebel against the universe. Her mother knowingly, kindly looks on and says, "Okay, we start with the humblest of ingredients, flour, butter, eggs." And the play that is to follow is going to be her humble life. And we will visit her on a succession of birthdays, beginning with her teen years, but ending when she's 101.
There are some marvelous through lines in this 90-minute production, including a goldfish, whom they name Atman, the universal soul, And we do see Atman on stage for all 90 minutes, although we come to find out in the timeline of the play, there have been many Atmans. Life does not go on forever, yeah. Especially for a goldfish.
Though I do believe it's the same goldfish at every performance.
Uncredited, but a marvelous performance. I also appreciated the conservatory cast. You can't tell the seasoned professionals from the students in this production.
Well, that's the way with talent, isn't it? Generally, people who go into a conservatory program talented, exit also talented. You know, what is it that happens there? A lot of it's the making of connections. But among the actors in the company, I thought that Kamal Sehrawi, S-E-H-R-A-W-Y, who plays the son and then comes back in the final scene to play a total stranger, I thought he was really terrific, hitting all the notes. He's kind of a loser. And then the wonder that pulls it all together in the final scene as Ernestine, in her old age, she's living somewhere else now in some sort of elder living. And she walks into the house in which she grew up and lived her whole married life. At the age of 101, in the middle of the night, starts baking the cake again. And he's just charmed by this.
It's only up through this Sunday, the air-conditioned Bratton Theater. Great production.
Birthday candles. Don't Drink the Water has started at Desiderio's Dinner Theater at Bobby J's Italian-American Grill. You know, I have never seen Don't Drink the Water. This will be the first time.
Well, he's a master at comedy writing. I know I'm looking forward to it. I've seen his movies. This will be something new for me.
Well, this one is Cold War era. American tourists in some unnamed country behind the Iron Curtain flee to the embassy. The ambassador has left town for a while, leaving the embassy in the hands of his incompetent assistant. And this family comes in crisis. They have been chased by the Soviet-era police because they were photographing in an area they didn't realize was secured. Mayhem ensues. So that is Woody Allen's Don't Drink the Water. The film career of Woody Allen, I think, is well known to everyone, and the personal life of Mr. Allen is too well known to many people. But his significant Broadway career, which begins with Don't Drink the Water, really, his first hit, followed by Play It Again, Sam. But most recently, 10 years ago, the musical Bullets Over Broadway, based on his own film.
And once again, I imagine there are one or two people in Western New York who are not aware of your blog. Mr. Chase, theatertalkbuffalo.com. It is free, there's no paywall, and it is chock full of, I find them, very insightful reviews.
Thank you.
You have a nice review for 100 Days out at Musical Fair Theater and Birthday Candles as well. So for those of you who want to get the inside scoop, that's your ticket.
Or at least my opinion for whatever that's worth. So that's...
As I said, there's no paywall. It's free.
Also around town, Golden Girls, more of the forgotten episodes, deleted episodes, what are they? I hit it up. These boys are such clowns. This is very lowbrow entertainment. So if you're in the mood, stop by Kentucky Fried Chicken and then on to the Golden Girls. It's right there in that old little block in Schneider. Alice by Heart, which is bellissima. They had to postpone a week. Yes, COVID is not yet gone, but they will finally open. That's down at the Allendale Theater. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
You can... Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.